Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Hey out there, today I'm going to talk to you about a quote that many of you guys have probably heard from a man who probably most of you have heard about. His name's Jim Rohn. And the quote is, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. It's kind of interesting too. I think probably three, maybe four episodes down the road, you're going to be hearing from my good friend and a mentor of mine, Kyle Wilson, who was actually the founder of Jim Rohn International. And this is actually an amazing story and you don't want to miss it. Kyle Wilson was actually connected with Jim Rohn through a series of events and then made Jim Rohn an offer that he couldn't resist and helped Jim really become the man who Jim was and get him in front of all the many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives that he touched. So really looking forward to that episode, and it's going to be such a blessing to have Kyle on. He's such a great man. We're going to talk about so many amazing things that Kyle has done with other speakers and people that you guys are going to recognize, Brian Tracy, Og Mandino. But anyway, getting into the quote, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. I want to just tell you guys a story about how this personally kind of impacted me. I remember a time, it was probably maybe 7-8 years ago, and I was looking around. I was not really happy with where I was in life. Actually, I can pinpoint the time that it was. It was probably late 2014, maybe early 2015. And I was just kind of looking around, and I had sold the company that we had started in 2004. I had sold it in 2014, and just kind of looking at what was next. And this quote kept coming to me, like, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And I really started looking around, and I was realizing that I wanted something more out of life. And, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been on a journey like this, and maybe you're on one right now. I think we go through these in many different phases in our lives, but you're really just looking for something more. Well, that's kind of what I was looking for at that point in time. And because of a series of events, I had, been out with some friends and gotten into some squabbles because somebody was asking my opinion on some business things. And when I'd give them my opinion, they just never really wanted to hear it. It's kind of what, you hear people say the term asshole. So somebody that would ask you your advice, but then once you give them your advice, they don't really want to hear it. They get pissed off. So anyway, I actually had sat down with Kara and I showed her a list of five friends that I was going to, try to reach out to, connect with. These were people that I already knew in the community that I lived in at that point in time, but I didn't really have like a friendly relationship with them, if you will. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out. I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to become the average of five new friends. And it was kind of funny because over the course of the next couple of days, I started thinking about that list of potential friends that I had made. And I said to myself, man, if I wanted to hang out with these guys or had anything in common with them, I probably would have done that by now. And that doesn't mean that they were good people or bad people or anything else. It's just like I had known these people for a while. So why hadn't I already made connections with them? And then what I realized, all of a sudden it hit me. I don't necessarily need to have these five people in my backyard. It's such a small world nowadays with technology and airfare and travel and just the conferences all over the world. And actually, as I'm recording this, we're going through the COVID-19 dilemma and the world's actually gotten smaller. I mean, we feel like maybe the world's gotten bigger and some of our travel all of our travel has stopped. But in reality, I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but the people that I've been able to connect with over the last 4 or 5 weeks, just through Zoom and the internet and all that, we really don't have an excuse for leveling up. But anyway, back to the story. A friend of mine had actually sent me a link to an event called The Secrets of Successful Syndication. And so this was probably January 20th of 2016. And I had been thinking about this, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with for a while. And I just knew in my spirit that I needed to go to this event. And this event was like a week away and it was in Phoenix, Arizona. And I told Kara, my wife, I said, hey, listen, I need to be at this event. And she's like, I'm going with you. So we literally bought the event tickets. We booked airplane and we came to Phoenix. And that was just one of those times where when you know that you know that you know that you have to be somewhere, you need to make that happen. And so we came, and long story short, we connected with a bunch of great people at that real estate guys event. And I ended up joining the mastermind that weekend. I knew it was something that I needed to be in. And I had a whole bunch of things, you know, Karen and I kind of talked about it. And even though we knew we needed to be there, I was kind of like, I need to be able to travel because there was a commitment to the travel schedule and the events and all this stuff. And so we decided that no matter what it took, we were going to make this happen. And what that really meant was I would have to travel, you know, some of these trips were international, some of them were around the country, and 4 to 5 times a year. That doesn't include certain events, maybe 3 or 4 more times. So basically I was going to be traveling like 8 to 10 times a year, but it would solve that problem of becoming the five, you know, the average of the 5 people that you spend the most time with. So I connected with this group, did the mastermind, started really traveling and getting involved in those mindstorming sessions for a couple days at a time. And that's where I ended up meeting my current business partner, Andrew Lanois. And I've met so many amazing people. You know, a lot of you guys are probably listening to the podcast right now, and friends and connections. I literally have found so many amazing connections through just that little thought process of becoming the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, and just looking around and taking inventory about whether I was happy with my group or not. That led me on this whole entire journey. Fast forwarding a little bit, probably, I don't think it was that event, but there's a cruise that they do every year called the Real Estate Investor Summit at Sea. And so Karen and I got back from that January event, and I think the Investor Summit at Sea that year was in April, and we decided we're going on this thing. And on that particular cruise, I believe it was on the cruise, is where I met Kyle Wilson, who, as I said in the intro, he'll be on an upcoming podcast. But this guy just blew my mind, has become a great friend, a great mentor, and like I said, probably knows Jim Rohn better than most. So my point here is, not only do you become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, but it also takes you into their connections and their relationships. And this whole connection thing can go so much further than what you could even expect. So I would just encourage you, you know, when you're thinking about the 5 people that you spend the most time with, look around you and really take inventory. And I want to challenge you that if you look around and that group doesn't inspire you, then I want you to really question whether you need to be making some new relationships. And here's the thing that I'll say. Just because you need to make new relationships doesn't mean that you necessarily need to get rid of old relationships. If those relationships are toxic and you need to move on, then that's another conversation. But you could have friends that, you know, have been your friends since high school or elementary school or college or any of that. It doesn't mean, I think a lot of times we get scared to go out and make new relationships or get into new arenas in life. But the reality is you don't have to leave the old stories behind. You don't have to leave the old relationships behind. Again, unless it's toxic or for some reason you just feel that you're being pulled apart. That's not necessarily the case. So the other thing, you know, and I'll just ask the question, when you look around and you see the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, just really ask yourself, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? How does my average look? So you're going to become the average of the strongest or most listened to voice in your head as well. That's another point that I want to make. We spend more time in our own head and in our own conversations than anywhere else. So take stock in how you're treating yourself and how you're talking to yourself too, because the most listened to voice in your head is really what's going to drive your daily decisions. So that's just kind of a little sidebar that I often think about. So here's another little thing that I've constantly saw in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Every time I want to level up or get into a new group or get into a new place of life, a new mindset, I have to ask myself the question, who do I have to become in order to get into that group? I started asking myself, when I go to a new event, or, you know, I've been on the Investor Summit at Sea with the real estate guys, I think 3 times. Before I go on a longer event like that, or even a 2 or 3 day event, I ask myself, what's my intention in this event? How am I going to show up when I get there? And I'll challenge you with this. I would ask yourself the question, who do I have to become in order to get in that group? Because a lot of times, you know, we're thinking about, oh, how do I find a better group? Or how do I break into a better friend group? Or how do I break into a better mastermind? any of that kind of stuff? Well, the first thing, I mean, you could pay to get into almost any group you want to, possibly. But a lot of times you'd be surprised at how selective some of the masterminds that I've been a part of, or that are even, you know, probably future ones that I want to be a part of, you'd be surprised at how selective they are. Because you can't go into a $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 mastermind and just expect that they're not selective on who gets in there. If they don't be very selective on who gets in groups like this, then it waters down the value of the group. So here's the question that I have to ask you. It's not only about the five people that you're looking for to increase your average. Who do you have to become in order to get in that group? What kind of mindset do you need to bring to the table when you're going to an event, or if you're going to go have dinner with somebody that you're trying to make a new friendship with? What kind of conversations do you have to bring to the table? What kind of energy do you have to show up with? All these questions are questions that I would really challenge you to think about, because a lot of times when we think about the average of the five people we spend the most time with, we're looking at what we can get out of it. But I'm going to challenge you, because I don't think that it's really about the other five people. I think it's about who do I have to become in order to be attractive to people that are going to let me into their circle in order to pull up my average. So I'll leave you with that. Maybe just take stock and inventory into what you have going on, and you know, some of the things in life that you need to lay down in order to level up your average of the five people you spend the most time with in order to accomplish everything you want to out of life. So I hope that helps you, and just go out there and prosper. Have a great day. And I hope that you find everything you're looking for. If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.